Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Zmira Ozarowski, and today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim Perek Ayin Tet, 79. After giving us a history lesson in Perek Ayin Chet, and explaining that sometimes when there is suffering in the world, it is a natural cause and effect of our behavior, Asaf now comes back to the topic of the Beit HaMikdash. If you remember back in Perek Ayin Dalet, 74, Asaf already discussed the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. There, he grappled together with the nation about the subject of Tzadik Viralo, asking how Hashem could continue to let evil prevail and for his righteous people to suffer. But here, in this perek, while Asaf is again discussing the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, he does so from a different perspective, because in a certain sense, maybe this isn't really a question of Tzadik Viralo. At the time of the destruction, one would be hard-pressed to say that we were a righteous people. Gemara Yuma tells us that in addition to the issue of Avodah Zarah, idol worship, B'nai Yisrael were also guilty of murder and Giloy Arayot, illicit relations. There were terrible things going on, and there was a reason why Hashem decided to punish the Jewish people. And so Asaf says, when we see that there is suffering in the world and evil is prevailing, yes, we have to believe that there is a master plan and that the evil will be punished, but we also need to do some introspection. Because maybe we did something wrong. Maybe there is a reason why Hashem is allowing the evil to happen. The Mizmor begins in Psukim Aleph Tehei 1-5 with a horrendous description of the destruction of Yerushalayim. Much of what Asaf writes here is similar in nature to Mizmor Ayin Dalet 74. He writes as follows. Verse 1. Elokim, ba'u goyim b'nachlatecha. Hashem, the nations have come into your land, into your inheritance. Tim'u et hecha kachecha. They have defiled your holy temple, Samu at Yerushalayim Le'iyim. They have laid Yerushalayim in ruins. Asaf begins by describing the desecration of the holy city. The nations that have attacked Israel have not only destroyed the physical structures, but also defiled the Kedusha of the holiest place in the world. One of the most heart-wrenching aspects of this story is the pasuk, Ba'u Goyim B'nachlatecha. The nations have come into your inheritance. It's one thing when enemies attack us in their own lands, as painful as that is. But here, they crossed into Eretz Yisrael, into the land Hashem gave us as our inheritance, violating the sanctity of our home and striking at the very heart of our nation. This year, we have felt the full weight of these words in a way we never imagined. The horror of seeing our enemies infiltrate our yeshuvim, wreaking devastation not just on military targets, but on families, homes, and communities, has shaken us to the core. There is an instinctive cry that rises from within us. How dare you enter our land? How dare you destroy our homeland? This pasuk captures not only the physical invasion, but the deep betrayal of something sacred. Eretz Yisrael is not just our homeland. It's Hashem's land, entrusted to us. When the nations attack us here, they are not just attacking a people. They are trampling on something divine. This is why this pasuk, spoken thousands of years ago, still reverberates so powerfully today. Sukkim bet gimel, natnun niflat avatecha, they have given the bodies of your servants, machal le'of, to the birds of the heavens for food. Basar chasidecha l'chayato aretz, the flesh of your faithful ones to the beasts of the earth. Shafchu damam kamayim, they have poured out their blood like water, saviv Yerushalayim, all around Yerushalayim, ve'ein kover, and there is no one to bury them. Asaf describes the gruesome fate of the people of Israel. The bodies of the fallen are left unburied. There remains a feast for the animals. Hayinu cherpa l'shcheninu. We've become a taunt to our neighbors. Lag v'keles l'slivotinu. Mocked by those around us. Ad matai Hashem tiz'af l'netzach. How long, Hashem, will you continue to be angry forever? Tiv'ar ke'esh kinatecha. Your jealousy burning like fire. As I mentioned earlier, this painful description of the Chorban is pretty similar to the one found in Perek Ayin Dalet. In 74, but there is one basic difference, and that is the word found at the very beginning. Perek Ayin Dalet begins with the words Maskil La'asaf, which the Dat Mikra explains to mean a perek of Tehillim, which is Milamed Musar Haskel. It teaches us an important lesson, and this makes sense because the point of Perek Ayin Dalet was to teach us that ultimately Hashem is a master plan. But Perek Ayin Tet, our perek, begins differently. It starts with the words Mizmor La'asaf, which means a song of Asaf. The Midrash comments here and asks, how does it make any sense to call this parak a song? This should be called a cry of Asaf, Nehi l'Asaf, a wailing or a kina, but definitely not a song. The Midrash answers with a mashal. It says, there was once a king who built a beautiful wedding canopy, a chuppah, for his son. He carefully plastered it, decorated it, adorned it with fine artwork. However, after all of his effort, his son went off the derech. And in response, the king destroyed the canopy, tearing down the curtains and breaking the poles. Nearby, the son's tutor took some of the broken reeds and started playing music. People were shocked and they asked him, how can you be playing music when the king has just destroyed his son's wedding canopy? The tutor replied, I am singing in gratitude because the king vented his anger on the canopy and rather on his own son. Instead of punishing his son directly, he destroyed the structure surrounding him. Similarly, the people asked Asaf. Kach amru l'Asaf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hechriv et heichal u'mikdash. Hashem is destroying the heichal, the Beit HaMikdash, v'ata yoshevu mizamer, and you're here composing a song, a mizmur l'Asaf, amar lehem, mizamer ani, sheshafach HaKadosh Baruch Hu chamato la'itzim v'alavanim. I am singing because Hashem took out his anger on wood, on stone, v'lo shafach chamatol al Yisrael, and didn't pour out his anger on his people. He chose to destroy the temple rather than destroy his people. In this parak, Asaf understands that the reason for the terrible suffering at the time of the destruction was because of the actions of Bnei Yisrael. They actually deserve this punishment. And yet, even within this divine retribution, Hashem has rachamim, he has mercy, and he destroys the Beit HaMikdash instead of his people. He is teaching us here that sometimes we need to look at things from a different perspective. What looks horrible on the surface might really be cause for song. We don't understand all of Hashem's calculations. In the next parak, Asaf will come back to this theme and he'll talk about the need for us to do cheshbon ha-nefesh, introspection, when we encounter pain and suffering. But before that, he switches the focus to tefillah to Hashem, that despite what we've done wrong, despite the fact that we deserve it, to have more rachamim, mercy, and fix the terrible situation that they're now in. In Psukim 6 to 12, Vav to Yudbet, the second section of the Mizmor, Asaf shifts his focus from the suffering of the Jewish people to requesting that Hashem punish the enemies who have caused this devastation. Asaf seeks justice, urging Hashem to act against those who have shown no mercy. He understands that this might not be a case of tzaddik viralo. Perhaps we weren't righteous, but it is still a case of rasha v'tovlo. The evil ones are succeeding and the enemies need to be punished. In Psukim Vav to Zayin 6 to 7, he says, Shvoch hamatcha el goyim, pour out your anger on the nations, asher lo yida'ucha, that did not know you, va'al mamlachot, and on the kingdoms, asher b'shimcha lo kara'u, that do not call on your name. We recognize this pasuk from Pesach Seder. Asaf asks Hashem to direct his anger at those nations who have caused harm to Israel. Psukim Chet to Tet, al tiskor lanu avonot rishonim, do not remember the iniquities of our ancestors. Maher yikadmanu rachamecha, let your compassion come speedily to meet us. Ki dalu me'od, we are brought very low. Ezreinu elokei yishinu, help us Hashem, al dvar kvod shemecha, for the glory of your name. Hatzilinu chaper chatotinu, deliver us and forgive us for our sins, l'man shemecha, for your name's sake. These are also famous psukim which are said both in Slichot and in Tachanun on Mondays and Thursdays. Asaf pleads with Hashem not to continue to punish Am Yisrael, even if we originally deserved it. Psukim Yud to Yudbet. These psukim are said during Slichot and fast days. Lama yomru ha-goyim ayei elokeihem. Why should the nation say, where is their God? Yivada ba-goyim leininu, let the avenging of the spilled blood, nikmat dam avadech ha-shafuch, the avenging of the spilled blood of your servants, be known amongst the nations before our eyes. Asaf asks the nations that the nations no longer mock Hashem, but instead that his power should be revealed as he avenges the blood of his servants. Tavol fanecha and katasir, let the groaning of the prisoner come before you. Kegodel zroecha, according to the greatness of your arm, hoter b'nei tmuta, preserve those condemned to die. The groan of the prisoner is a metaphor for the suffering of the Jewish people, and Asaf requests that Hashem, with his mighty power, protect those who maybe deserve to die. Finally, Psukim Yud Gimel to Tedvav 13 to 15, we have a final plea by Asaf. asking for Hashem's mercy and Israel's eventual redemption. Anachnu amcha v'tzon maritecha. We, your people, are the sheep of your pasture. Nodelcha liolam. We'll give thanks to you forever. L'dor v'ador nisapreti latecha. From generation to generation, we will recount your praise. This is also said in the Slichot of public fasts and during the Kino of Tisha B'Av. And it's recently become a popular song. Asaf acknowledges that despite the present calamity, Israel remains Hashem's people, the sheep of his pasture. Again, this is a theme that repeats itself over and over again in Asaf's Mizmorim, that we are the sheep of Hashem. Hashem continues to guide us, and we continue to praise him. This reflects the undying faith of the Jewish people, even in the darkest times. Tehillim 79, Ayin Tet, is a mizmor of profound sorrow, but also one of hope and faith in Hashem's ultimate justice and mercy. Asaf recognizes that Hashem had mercy on his people and only took out his anger on a physical building. Yet, he still mourns the tragic destruction of Yerushalayim, the desecration of the holy city, and the humiliating fate of the Jewish people. He asks Hashem to punish our enemies and to have mercy on us as a nation. Thank you for studying Le'iloi Nishmot Helen Moskovitz and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II Sheirei Tapleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day, sponsored by their grandchildren Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.